learn based on the base, don't have to give them an aleph, is trying to figure out which one of the togas of the others nezikin is kiyotzebeh and which one is lap kiyotzebeh. So we talked about Karen and Shane. And for those of us nezikin, the Gemara says, Tolus and kiyotzebeh, and there aren't exceptions to the rule. And the Gemara comes around and talks about regel. Ella told her the Shane kishane chikamer of papa, I told her the regel. Told her the regel my hefrek the Gemara. Izika begufa derech ilucha, besara derech ilucha, beshlif shaleh, betum yesh, bechir, bezug shebetzavara. We mentioned all these cases that either if the behemah is doing hezek through its guf, or through the seyar, or the shlif, the different things that are on the animal, either the saddle or the bit or whatever, the reins. So this is not hezek with the regel, with the foot. It's other parts of the animal, the things that are attached to the animal. So that's the tolda of regel. It says the Gemara, Maishna regel de hezek o motzui mamoncho shmiroso alecha. Aninami hezek o motzui mamoncho shmiroso alecha. Says the Gemara, tolda the regel should be the same as the avav regel. The same idea, it's your mammon, and hezeko, it's dark on lahazik. There's a chi of shmira, so you should be chayim. Ella told her the regal karegal, says the Gemara. Told her the regal karegal, it's like Shane, it's like Karen, there's really no difference. That's what the Gemara says here. And then it's going to come along later on Gimel Amud Beis, when we get the chatzin hezek tzoros, and it's going to recant. It's going to change a little bit from this statement. But that's what the Gemara says here, that regal is the same as Shane, the same as Karen. Told her the regular is the regular. Chikamara Papa told her the bar. The Papa's statement that told us, which doesn't apply to all of the toldos of the Avos, that was said by Bar. That's the next suggestion of the Gemara. Let's talk about Bar a little bit. Let's try to figure out what the mazik of Bar is all about and how the tolda fits in. So told her the bar, Maihi, says the Gemara. My nihu. Ile ma'av yud the tolda tes. Maybe you'll tell me that the Av Nezek of Bor is Yud. What does Yud mean? Yud Tfochim. If the Bor is 10 Tfochim deep, Av Asar says Rashi Bor Omok Yud Tfochim Hainu Av the Bekach Darko Lohomis. It's normal to be Mamis if it's Omok Yud. So if an animal falls into a Bor that's 10 Tfochim deep, it's normal for it to go. So maybe you'll think that the Av of Bor is Omok Yud. And it told us if it's only Amok Tes. If it's Amok Tes, then it's not Dark Olahamis. It can do damage, but it's not Dark Olahamis then. So for a Bor Tes, you're chaya for what? You're not chaya for Nisi, you're chaya for Nezik. Well, we first have to define the Mazik and Bor. We have to understand the details, then we can fit in the Rashi. So this is the Mishnah that I asked you to look at, the background. The background is the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Beis. Start with the pasuk in Chumash. Gotta go back to the Chumash, right? The pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim says, "Ki yiftach ishbar o ki yichri ishbar v'lo yichasenu, v'nafal shom ashor o chamor." Every word here is like gold. The drushes, you have to really learn the pasukim well. Bor is a big sugya, but you have to learn it well and slowly in order to get it. So the pasuk says that either the person might be poseach a bor, sounds like someone else dug the bor. Or he'll dig the bor. Key is he doesn't cover the bor. It says the pasuk, Balabor Yishalan Kesef Yoshev Levalav V'Hameis Yelo. So the Balabor has to pay money. V'Hameis Yelo, the mace, the dead animal is his. The question is, who's it referring to? Who's it his? The Gemara talks about later. Bailam Metaplam B'Nevela, who keeps the Nevela? Well, not for now. But the basic pasuk is that someone opens up a bor that's already dug, or he digs the bor. Doesn't tell you how deep the bor is. The pasuk just says generally that someone, let's give the second case, someone digs a bor and he doesn't cover it properly, then a shor chamor falls in, the balabor has to pay. Mehameis yelo. So comes the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Beis and says like this: Hachofer bor b'shesarabim v'nofel asocho shor o chamor chayv. This is like the opening day of Bor. You really have to learn the Mishnah on Daf Nun Amud Beis to get to the basics. That's the pasuk. Chofer bor b'shesarabim nofel asocho shor o chamor is chayv. Why does he say bor b'shesarabim? Why does the Tana not say hachofer bor? Because clearly, if a person is chofer bor b'shuso, and the shor has no right to come into the rishus of the mazik, so then he's not responsible for that. He has a bor in his own, he has a cesspool, he has some kind of a bor. He wants a bor in his rishus. If there's no permission for the shor to come in, so then he's not chayev. But here he's chover bor b'shus harabim. The shor has the right to walk b'shus harabim. So this individual wasn't shomer his bor properly. He didn't cover it over. So nafal shama nafal asof shor chamor is chayev. Echad achover bor shiach ma'orach haritzin uneitzin chayev. Says the Mishnah. It's not just a bor. Anything, even a trench or a cave, different kinds of things that look like a bor. Different diggings. So im kein lamanav bor ma bor sheish bo kedei lahamis hasara tvachim. Of course sheish bo kedei lahamis hasara tvachim. The key is it has to be a bor yud. If it's not a bor yud and the shore dies, so then you're not going to be chayiv. You're only chayiv if it's yesh bo kedei lahamis. Hayipchusim mehasara tvachim enough lasof hashor hachamor umeis potter. Dim huzak bo chayiv. So comes the Mishnah and says that if it's less than 10 tvachim, so it's not yesh bo kedei lahamis, it's ein bo kedei lahamis. So if nafal shora chamor and it dies, then you're going to be potter, because dafka a bor yud is yesh bo kedei lahamis. But im huzak bo, if the shor is huzak bo, so then you'll be chayv. If nafal shama shora chamor, if it's less than 10 tefachim, then you'll be chayv for the nezek, not chayv for the misa, because asara tefachim is yesh bo kedei lahamis. So only if the shor chamor die, if they fall into a bor asara, if they fall into a bor that's only tisha. Or less, says the Rambam. It doesn't even have to be Tisha. But what is this idea? It has to be Yud, or it has to be Nine? It doesn't have to be Nine. The point is, if it's Yud, if it's Asar Tvachim, so then if Nafal Shama Shara Chamor Umeis, Chayev Balabar. If it's less than Yud Tvachim, then it's a Bor L'Nezak and not a Bor L'Nisa. It's not Roy Kedei L'Hamis. It doesn't have Bo Kedei L'Hamis, but it has Bo Kedei L'Izok, so then he'll be Chayev for the Nezak. This is the Rambam in Hilchas Nisgei Mom and Perek Yubeis Halacha Tesvav. The Rambam says, "Im hoya gavoa asara tefachim, also tel gavoa b'shus harabim v'neschabta bo habehema u'meisa. Im hoya gavoa asara tefachim chayev l'shalim. The behema dies, not only if it falls into a bar, but if it walks up to the tail and falls off the tail. You made a tail b'shus harabim. What gave you the right to do that? So you created something that now has a depth of 10 tefachim from the top to the bottom. So if the shore dies, then you're going to be chayev l'isa." Haya pachos me'asar poter al misas habehema havlam huzka bilvad chayev l'shalem nezek shalom afilu betel gavoa kolshu o b'chafir kolshi she'anezek b'cholshu dover matzui v'yadua ve'in ha'misa b'cholshu mitzui. Misa is not mitzui b'cholshu, but nezek is matzui b'cholshu, so it doesn't have to be a bar of test. Bar of test is just an example. It just means if it's less than asara, even if it's a kolshu. You know, if it, let's say a person digs a tefach deep, and the shor falls into that and twists its ankle, breaks its ankle, you could have nezek in a tefach. You have nezek in less than a tefach. It doesn't have to be 9 tefachim. The key is less than 10. If it's less than 10, then it's a bor l'nezakin. If it's 10, then it's a bor l'misa. This is the basic mishnah on daf nun amud beis. So now, pedaling back to our gemara. Now that we have a basic understanding of Bar Asara and Bar Tisha, Bar Lenezok and Bar Lenisa, let's try to understand our Gemara. The Gemara thought maybe Bar Asara is the Av Bar, and Bar Tisha is the Tolda. Ilema Av Yud V'Tolda Tes Lo Tes K'sivi V'Lo Yud K'sivi. Doesn't say Tes or Yud in the pasuk. Doesn't say Tes or Yud in the pasuk. So how do you know which one's an Av, which one's a Tolda? Alokasha of the Hamesi Yalo Amarachamana. The Kimlu Rabbanan, Yud Avdi Misa, Tes Nezik and Avdi Misa Lo Avdi. As the Gemara, no, the Hamesi Yalo sounds like Hamesi Yalo, it's only if it's Roy Lahomis. Yesh Bokade Lahomis. That's a Bor Asara. It's a Bor Asara. So a Bor Asara is in the Pasuk. A Bor Lenezokin is not in the Pasuk, because the Chacham have a Kabbalah that a Bor of less than Asara is not Roy Lahomis. So maybe you'll say that a bor yud is av and a bor tes is a tolda, because bor yud is in the pasuk, bor tes is not in the pasuk. In fact, the Gemara knows. So v'zov ze'av l'misav ze'av l'nezokin. They both of us. Why should one be an av and the other one only a tolda? Unclear what the Gemara is saying. But that's the shak of the tarin. Shak of the tarin is the Gemara initially thought that Bar Yud should be the Av, Bar Tesh should be a Tolda. The Gemara says it doesn't say either of them in the Pasuk. And then it says, no, Vamisi, Elo tells me it does say Bar Lemisa, Bar Yud. But then the Gemara suggests, yeah, but a bar Lenezakin should also be an Av. Why? It says it in the Pasuk. But what's the Kash of the Gemara? But that's the Gemara. It says, no, the Tolda is not the Bar Lenezakin, a Bar of less than Yud. Ella, Avna Sakinu Maso, Shinichem, Bershus, Arabim, Vehizika. Avna Sakinu Maso, that's the Tolda of Bar. We have to talk about the details. Nothing else. Okay, we're going to get, that's the next Chelik of the Gemara. What's the Shaka V'tayah over here? What's the Gemara say? The Gemara is clearly assuming that an Av of Bor should be written in the Pasuk. Something that's not in the Pasuk should be a Tolda. But then it seems like the Gemara backtracks and says that even a Bor of less than Asara, which is a Bor Lenzok and not Lamis, that's also an Av. How's it an Av if it's not written in the Torah? What's going on over here? So Rashi helps us a little bit in the Shaka V'tayah. That third stage of the Gemara. I mean, we were going well until then, right? Because we thought that neither one is written in the Pasuk. Then, V'hamesi Elo teaches me that, no, it's the Eshbuk of Elohamis, Hamesi Elo, sounds like a Bor of Yud is in the Pasuk. That if there's Misa, then that's an Av, it's in the Pasuk that you're going to be Chayav for the Misa. Bein Ba'adam, Bein B'Shem. Right? Bein Ba'adam, no, not, just one second. Bein Ba'adam. If an Adam is Mace, no. So the Gemara we're going to see later on Daf Chavches, Shor v'lo Adam Chamar v'lo Kalim, Nafal Shama Shoru Meis. If the Shor dies, so then you're going to be Chayef for the Shor in a Bor Yud. But if an Adam dies, you're not Chayef for Kofer for the Adam. That's a special limud that we have, that there's a Ptur of Adam for Misa. We're talking about the Shor. The Shor dies. If the Shor dies in a Bar Asara, then you're Chayef for the Misa. Shor dies in a Bar that's less than Asara, you're Potter for the Misa. But if the Shor is Huzak and less than Asara, then you will be. Okay, the emes is the Gemara says even if an Adam is huzak, you'll be chayef for that. Nizke Adam in the bar you're chayef for. It's the misas Adam you're part of a kofer. We'll get to the details. What's pshat in this line of the Gemara? That the Gemara thinks that a bar lenezak and a bar tes is also ksivi. What does that mean? So let's see the Rashi slowly and carefully. The two pshatim in Rashi that we have to say. Av Asara, as we said, Bor Amok Yotvachem Hainu Av Debekach Da'akol Ha'amis. So Av Lenezokin, Vim Nofal Shor Bebor Tishu Meis Potter Balabar Vim Huzak Chayim Ve'avhu Dohame Diyuku Dekro Nafka V'dechsiv V'hameis Yalo D'masho Bor Asara D'bar Mikdal Hu Chayev V'misas Hashor Botzimei Hochi B'misa Lo Chayev Ha'benezokin Mischayev. That's what she's saying in this first pshat. V'hameis Yalo teaches me that in a Bor that Yesh Bo Kadei La'amis, the shor falls in and he dies, you're going to be chayef for that. What's the diuk from that, for those words? That if it's yesh bo kadei lahamis, it's a bar asara and the shor falls in and dies, then you're going to be chayef for the misas hashor. But if you have a bar that's ein bo kadei lahamis, you're not going to be chayef if the shor falls in and dies. But the diuk is that if the shor falls in and is only huzak, then you will be chayef for that, because it's all a function of what's darko bekach. If it's darko b'kach lahamis, so then you're chayev for the misas hashor. But if it's ein darko b'kach lahamis, it's still darko b'kach lizok lahazik, because even mekol shu it's darko lahazik. So the diuk from the pasuk, says Rashi, is that if yesh bo kedei lahazik, you'll be chayev if the shor is nizok. So from that we see that even a bor of less than asara, you'll be chayef for. And that's in the Pasuk, because it's a diuk from the Pasuk. This is the first Lashon of Rashi. Mishnachrina, sov sov zav lamisa v'zav l'nezokin, d'chihechi d'nofik lan mikra bar asara lamisa, nafk lan bar tes l'nezokin, d'chsiv v'nofel shama shor o chamor, mashma ben meis u'ben huzak balabor yisham. What's Rashi saying? The Pasuk says V'nafal Shamashar Ochamor. So V'nafal Shamashar Ochamor sounds like Yechayah for whatever happens to the Shor of the Chamor. Sounds like Bein Meis, Bein Huzak. V'nafal Shamashar Ochamor is Kolel. That the Shor and the Chamor fell in and something happened to it. So it sounds like Bein Meis, Bein Huzak is Yechayah for. U'miyu in Meis HaShor Omu Rabbanah B'bar Tisha Potet Lomach Masabor Meis Dein Bo Kadei Lahavis Chazal have a Kabbalah that a bor tisha, bor less than asara, is not supposed to produce a misa. So, even though v'nafal shama shor or chamor sounds like whatever happens to the shor you should be chayiv for, but the chacham have a Kabbalah if it's less than yud, it shouldn't produce a misa, so you can't be chayiv for the misa. But if it's husak in this bor that's less than asara, v'nafal shama shor or chamor tells me that you should be chayiv for that. Why not? It's darka b'kach. Since it's not ein darka b'kach, don't create a miut, right? Chazal have a Kabbalah that if it's less than 10, it's ein bo kedei lahamis. So if it dies in the bar, you can't be chayav for that. But if it doesn't die in the bar, then you could be chayav for that. And v'nafal shama shor hamor can tell me that you're chayav. Because really, the stam shot in v'nafal shama shor hamor is bein meis bein huzak. It's just, if it's not shayach, because Chazal say that if ein bo kedei lahamis, then you can't be chayav for the misa. But since it's yesh bo kedei lahazik, it could be chayiv for the nezik. Avul huzak chayiv, the bar tisha bar nezokin hu. So bar tisha bar nezokin, we go back to the default that v'nafal shama shor or chamor tells me that whatever happens to the shor, you chayiv for. Whatever happens to the shor in that bar, if it's shayich to happen, if it's normal for it to happen, so since nezik is normal to happen in a bar that's less than asara, then the pasuk v'nafal shama shor or chamor tells me that balabar yisham, that you can be chayiv to pay. This is the second pshat of Rashi. No, Rashi in the first pshat said, how do I know that there's an Avlin is the bor test is Avlin is Zokin. The Hamesi Alo tells me that if the bor is Darko Lahomis, then you chayiv for the Mises Hashor. How is it? How much does it have to be Darko Lahomis? Asar Tfach. But the diuk from the Hamesi Alo is that if it's Ein Bo Kedei Lahomis, but Yesh Bo Kedei Lahazik, you'll be chayiv for the Nezek. The Hamesi Alo teaches me both Misa and Nezek. Misa, Mefurish. Nezek, diuk. That's Pshat number one in Rashi. Lishnachrin and Rashi is no. Bartez is Avlin is Akin. That's learned from V'nafal Shama Shara Chamor. Because the Lush of V'nafal Shama Shara Chamor sounds like whatever happens to the shore, there is going to be a Chiv. But the Chachamim understood that less than Asara, it's Ein Bo Kedei Lahamis. So they learned that it can't be referring to a bar that's less than Asara if the shore dies. But if the shore is huzak in the bar of less than asara, since it's yesh bo kedei lahazik, then v'nafal shama shor achamar can refer to such a case. So the pasuk refers directly to the case of bor tes, the case of bor less than asara. Because if it's huzak, then it's not going to be normal. If it's normal, so the pasuk v'nafal shama shor achamar bala bor yishalem, that refers to a bor of less than asara that creates an ezek. That's what I hand up.
What if the bor is damaged? I know. What if the shore is damaged in the bor of asara?
A bor of asara can produce even misa. So if there's nezek in the bor of asara, then you're also going to be chay for that. The chiddush is that even if it produces a misa, you're going to be chay for the misa sashar. Yes?
I don't understand the difference between...
The two pshatim in Rashi? The first pshat in Rashi is saying that a bor of less than asara is not mentioned beforeish in the pasuk. The hames yelo is a word in the pasuk that modify what kind of a bor am I talking about. I don't know what kind of a bor I'm talking about until the Torah mentions misa. Once I hear the words misa, so then I see, oh, if it's yesh bo kedei lahamis, so then you're going to be chay for the misa shah. So says Rashi, the diuk from that is that if it's ein bo kedei lahamis, I can still be chay if it's yesh bo kedei lahazik in some other way. The diuk. It's not that the pasuk says that you're chayiv for nezek. It's just as a diuk. For Hames Yelo tells me that if it's yesh bo kedei lahamis, then you're chayiv for misa. But if it's less than that, you can't be chayiv for misa, but you're still chayiv for nezek. The second pshat Rashi says no. The pasuk says v'nafal shama shor hamor balabar yisham. If the shor hamor falls in, the balabar is responsible. So it sounds like he's responsible for anything, for misa and for nezek. But the chacham have this kabbalah that less than asar is not going to do misa. So just take out misa from less than asar. Right? You can't talk about misa less than asar because it's not going to happen. It shouldn't happen. But if it's husak and less than asar, so then you're not taking anything out. That's the normal case. So since it's a normal case, v'nafal shama shor hamor will teach me directly that you're going to be chayiv for a bor of less than asar if it's husak. So it's not from a diuk, it's directly from the pasuk. Those are the two lashonas of Rashi. Okay. Comes the Shita Mekubet says, Kosam the Rosh, which Lashon of Rashi do you think is correct? Again, what's the Shaka V'Tayah the Gemara? Before we start to understand the Lumdus, it's a lot in the Svara of why a Bartez is really potter for Misa. I'm whitewashing it right now. We're not going into the details. Rashi made a very important statement, which we're going to get back to. Right? Each one of these Lashonos of Rashi is saying something very important about the chiluk between Bar Yud as opposed to Bar Tes. But we'll get to that. What the Svara is, what's the difference. We'll see. But before we do that, we first have to understand the Shaka V'Tayr of the Gemara. So which parish in Rashi do you think is more Mestabe? What do you think before we look at Shita? What do you think? First, second, they both sound good to me, right? Shalom. They don't sound both.
The Gemara said that the shifting first of the Tamanav and Diamond Tolkien.
Yeah.
You learned out that in a gospel recollection, the first Shabbat, the second one.
Nachama? I didn't understand.
The Gemara has a Havia that tended to have Nias Tolkien.
Okay.
Was that the Gemara that the public specifically says 10? Yeah, and we learned our nine from some other way. But opposed to stating both, and then we at both the beginning.
So which Pshat in Rashi is more Mestabe to you?
So the half meter is the first Pshat, and it's going to be the second Pshat.
No, but these Pshatim are both in the same line of the Gemara. That the Gemara says, Sov Sov Zav Lamisa Zav Lenezokin. Rashi says, what's the Avlan Ezokin? Either learn from a Dirk or the Pasuk, or learn directly from the Pasuk, but it's learn from Psukim. Which one is better? Why? What? They both learn from Psukim, so what does it matter? So comes the Shita and quotes from the Rosh that he thinks that the second Pshat in Rashi is more Mestabe, like Shalom is saying. Let's see if the Lashon of the Rosh is the same thing as what you're saying. The Lishna Kama, the Pirish Rashi, Kosha, the Mikomakam Asura, the Siv Behedya, Havi Av, the Tisha, the Nafki Misvara, Havi Tolda. The Kolshar told us Nami Misvara Nafki. In fact, the Rosh and Shita, the so that we've been saying till now is that the Tolda is like Misvara, it's not Beferish in the Pasuk. Right? Karen. Negicha is the Av. Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Beita. The Gemara, in fact, asks that Negifa is Beposo, Kiigolf, so it can't be a Tolda. Sounds like the Toldos are like Misvara. Amar by Shane is trying to figure out what's learned from a puzzle, what's learned from Misvara. Mechalya Kain, Alo Mechalya Kain. Right, we're trying to figure out, is it in the puzzle? Not in the puzzle. If it's not in the puzzle, it's a Toldos. Sounds like Toldos Misvara. Something that's an Av has to be in the puzzle. Regel also. Regel, if it's Bederech Ilucha, Beshilach, it's Bederech Ilucha, so then it's the Av of Regel. Beshlif Shela, Befrumbia Shebefia, Bezuk Shebefia, it doesn't say any of that in the puzzle. But it's the Svara, it says Eko Motzen. It sounds like the Tolda is all based on the Svar. Is it Dumya to the Av or not Dumya to the Av? But to be an Av, it has to be in the Pasuk itself. In fact, that's what the Gemara said initially. Lo Tes Ksivi, Velo Yud Ksivi. How can you say either one of them is an Av? Then neither of them is in the Pasuk. So what does the Gemara come around and say? Hames Yelo. Hames Yelo teaches me that no, if it's Yesh Bokadei Lohamis, so then Yechayef and Amisa. So it sounds like the only thing that's an Av is Yesh Bokadei Lohamis, a Bor of Yud. So how do you know that Tess is Avlin Azokin? So Rashi has two pshatim. But Lechora, what we're looking for is that it's Mefurish in the Pasuk that Yechayef and Nezek. Which parish of Rashi sounds like it's Mefurish in the Pasuk? The second parish. Because Rashi says that it's all learned from V'nafal Shor or Chamor, learned from a Pasuk. It's just you have to understand how to darsh in the Pasuk properly. If it's Yesh Bo Kedei Lahamis, so then you're going to be chayiv even for Misa. If it's Kedei Lahamis, so then you can't be chayiv for Misa, but you'll still be chayiv for Nezek. And that's included. That's licht in dem verte. It's lying in those words that you're chayiv for Nezek. So if it's lying in the words, I can understand. It's an av. But Frek the Rosh, according to the first pshat, Behames Yelo teaches me a bar of Misa. It's Yeshbo Kedei Lahamis. What, from that I'm going to be medayek? If it's Einbo Kedei Lahamis, but Yeshbo Kedei Lahazik, you're also going to be chayiv for that. It's a diuk mikra. It's not mafurish in the pasuk. It's a svara. The svara is whatever it's shayach to, whatever it's darko bekach, it's going to be chayefah. That's a svara. That's not mafurish in the pasuk. How can Bartez be an avlin azokin? It's not mafurish in the pasuk. But kachanira says the Rosh, kaparisheni shapiresh. Parisheni is more mistaber, says the Rosh. I don't think the first pshat is as good. I don't think the first pshat is as good, says the Rosh. What's the answer? What do you think the answer is? I mean, the Rosh says there is no answer. So, like, you know, a new hand, Ellie.
Also, why do you need?
It's not mafurish in the pasuk. So how can it be an avlin azaka? That's my kashi.
Neither one is.
What?
Neither one is.
V'nafal shama shara chamar. If you assume v'nafal shama shara chamar is a loshen kloli that refers both to Misa and to Nezek, so then it is in the pasuk. The Hamesi alo is only talking about Misa, it's not talking about Nezek. It's more specific. Anyone else? Shalom?
The Rosh is assuming that Dig in the pasuk implies Tolga. That's been as far as the assumption you can say it's not true.
Exactly. Right. The simple answer is that a diuk in the pasuk is not a svara. There's no diuk in the pasuk that b'shlif shaleh b'frum b'yashabafia yachayiv midin regel. Right, that's a svara. It says eko matzah. Right, there's no pasuk that says that nishicha beita revitza yachayiv ekaren, but it's a svara. It's kavanas alahazik. It's a yachayiv. It's a mamash a svara. But here v'hamesi yalo teaches me that if it's yesh bo kadei lahamis yachayiv hamisa, if ain bo kadei lahamis, there's a diuk from the words that Yechayef and Ezek. So that's exactly what the Rosh is grappling with. The Rosh feels a diuk from the pasuk is not mefurish. If it's not mefurish, it can't be an av. That's already called a svar. I mean, we are using svara to interpret the pasuk. The Rashi in the first Lashon is assuming, no, it's all emerging from the pasuk. It's a diuk from the words of the pasuk, but that's still enough mefurish in the pasuk that we call it an av. We wouldn't call it a tolda. And that's Pshat in the Gemara. Yes?
Where does the diuk come from? Is it the double Lashon before? Where is
that?
We're saying
it
was a diuk, but what is the diuk?
The Hamesia Lo tells me that if the shore is Mamis, and somehow it's Darko Bekach, you see, the Hamesia Lo somehow implies that it's Darko Bekach to create that Misa, so then you're going to be Chayav for the Misa. Yes. So it sounds like it's all a function of what is Darko Bekach. So if it's Darko Bekach Lahazik, then you'll be Chayav for the Nesek. That's the diuk. Yes.
To the answer, because of Rashi's problem.
Yeah.
It sounds. I mean, the first Rashi in Masechta, so he says that for Avos Rikari Lahanach Tchivam Mikra Behedya. So it's Masechta a diuk word suffice.
Okay. So the same Rashi that wrote that first line wrote this Rashi on that Gimel. So that's the point. Oh, so the Rosh says it should be Tchivam Behedya. If not, then it shouldn't be an Av. Rashi assumes that if it's from a diuk, that's called the hedya. That's called mafurish enough that it can be called enough. Apparently, according to that first lashon of Rashi. Okay, this is the pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara. There are problems with Rashi. How many of you got the Tosfos? A few. Okay. I'm not going to read the Tosfos, but just from what you've read, I want to identify certain issues in Rashi that we have to address. We're going to have to address. Still before we get to the lumdus. The Gemara says, lo tes ksivi v'lo yud ksivi. So Rashi says, in the end, v'hames yelo, the Gemara says, v'hames yelo, he's referring to Misa. So Misa is ksivi. What's the problem? The first problem is Rashi seems to imply that Yud is Ksivi in the Pasuk. Really does say a bor of Yud. How do I know? But it doesn't say Asar in the Pasuk. Where does it say a bor of Asar? Rashi here on Daf Gimel makes it seem that it doesn't say Asar in the Pasuk. I mean, Be'emes, that's what the Gemara seems to say. Lo tes Ksivi v'lo Yud Ksivi. It doesn't say Asara. Behamesi alo implies asara, but it seems like it's indirect, but it's there, but it doesn't say the word asara. Rashi, in a different place, seems to assume that even though it doesn't say the word asara in the pasuk, but it does say a word in the pasuk that implies asara. Behamesi alo is not the only thing that implies asara. Which word implies asara, according to Rashi, in a different place? Did you notice? Rashi where? Dafnun amid beis. What does Rashi say? Stambor asara. A stambor is asar. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Stambor asar tfachim. Right? There's no dibra maschel. It's just Rashi there in the middle of the Mishnah. Right? Then he says, "My bor yesh yesh bo kedei lahamis dahenu yud tfachim." Rashi clearly is troubled with something. He's trying to figure out where do you have this idea. Where does the Torah say that a bor asarat fachin is yesh bo kedei lahamis, you'll be chayav for the Misa? And if it's less than Asarat Vachim, you're not going to be Chayav Lisa. He says, Stambar Asarat Vachim. According to Rashi, how do you understand the Gemara? Lo Yud Ksivi Velo Tes Ksivi. According to Rashi, Yud Ksivi. He says, Bar. Ki Yiftach Ishbar, V'chiyichar Ishbar. V'lo Yichasenu, V'nav Hashem Asharacham. The Pasuk says, if a person opens up a bar, that's Asara. Or he digs a bar, Asara. Asara? Who said Asara? Yeah. Ki Yiftach Bar, Ki Yichar Bar. Bar means Asara. That Stam Bar is Asara. So how does Rashi learn the Gemara? How does Rashi learn the Gemara? Mamish Pilei Ploy. Very difficult against Rashi. It's Taisus Kasha and Rashi. First of all, Rashi says that Stam Bar Asar. But secondly, according to Rashi, it's Mamish Astira from Rashi and Dafnun to Agimar. Because Agimar says the Makar that a Bar Asar is Yesh Bukadei Lahamid, that Yechaya for a Bar Asara is from what? Vehamesi Yalo. It's from words in the Pasuk, not from Bar. Vehamesi Yalo. So first of all, how do we understand the first kasha of the Gemara? Lo yud ksivi, lo tes ksivi. It's not true. Yud ksivi. It says bar. But secondly, the Gemara answers this kasha. No. V'hamesi alo teaches me a bar of yud. V'hamesi alo. Rashi said stam bar asara. Bar teaches me yud. Doesn't work well with the Gemara either. Mama Shapela. It's Mama Shapela against Rashi. And then Tosfos has a more complicated pshat, a more complicated kasha in Rashi. Yes, Shalom.
Can you say that because Gemara Daf Nun came after Daf Gimel, that the
Mishnayos came first?
Okay, but so what you stated back over here,
Rashi is saying the Hamesi Elo teaches me a Bar Asar is Yesh Bukadei Lahamis, and that, so he says, so that's why the word Bar means Stam Bar Asar. Questionable. I don't know if that's so true. That's true. Okay, these are two kashas on Rashi. Yes.
Maybe Rashi made that comment on the Mishnah because he already knew that the Rabbanan, he saw the other Gemara and he knew that the Rabbanan said that may be a low.
But Rashi is not just saying you're only chayiv for a bar asar. He's saying stam bar asar. That's a statement. That's saying when the word bar is used in the Torah, it means asar. If that's the case, so I don't need the Gemara. First of all, I don't understand the Kash of the Gemara. I don't understand the Teretz of the Gemara. They're both Shva. Shalom.
It comes out after seeing everything, that every time it says born Torah, it ends up being 10. But originally, the question was to say 10 or 9. Right? They make the call after. That's what
that is. Okay, I hear you. But the fact that it's on a Mishnah, and Rashi still says that Stam Bar Asara, it seems a little bit difficult. It does seem a little bit difficult. Tosis is third kasha, without getting too involved in this. How many of you saw the Gemara in the third parak? Okay, you know what? Let's stop here. Look at the Gemara in the third parak. Get a clarkite in the Gemara. Because that's the key drasha. You have to work on that a lot. V'nafal shama shor o chamor. The Gemara is going to say, shor velo adam chamor velo kelim. That there are miyutim. There are certain situations where you're not chayiv in bor. If kelim are broken in the bar, apparently there's a p'tur. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama, we paskin that there's a p'tur of kelim in the bar. But the pasuk also says v'nafal shama shor v'lo adam. You potter for adam. Potter for what? You potter for misas adam. You potter from kofar, but you chayef for nizke adam. So we have to figure out chayef for nizke adam in what kind of a bar? In a bar of yud, bar of tes. How does that relate to the Rashi? Look at the Gemara Daf Chav Ches. Look at Tosfos, and Mirtz Hashem will continue our discussion tomorrow.